Good afternoon. I hope that my testimony will be of some interest. My name is Eric Lucas. I am a high potential autistic founder of Alliance Autiste, a self-advocacy NGO in France and representing Autistic Minority International. But what I say now is only my personal opinion. It is very interesting to attend this conference and to see what volunteerism can do in the world. Autistics are 1% of the world. Most of us are in special centers or hospitals, which is not decent and not a proper way for us to learn how to live with society. I won't give you a list of the difficulties of autistics, which result mostly from the lack of knowledge and the fear. A few autistics adults are doing a lot of efforts in order to organize and help ourselves, which is very difficult because we have communication problems which make it very hard to cooperate, even between us. For instance, I did not even notice today that Monique, who runs also an autistic organization in England, was here, and I know her. We are working for our cause from Monday to Sunday, from morning to evening, for most of us. Some parents are trying to create their own schools or services. We are overwhelmed and exhausted. Despite all our efforts, it is difficult to progress without some support from the non-autistic society, because we cannot do 100% of the efforts by ourselves. We need some little reasonable accommodations, but we don't know how to find it and to make the link between our world and what I see here today. In France, for instance, the government politely listens to us, but each time we ask for support as a national organization, they don't reply, or they reply that they don't know what to propose. They see us only as persons with disabilities who should be addressed by the health sector. They do not consider us as citizens, and it is because they exclude most autistics in special centers that indeed autistics can never become real citizens, and that the mainstream society keeps being afraid by us and full of misconceptions. I'm sorry to say things looking like complaints, but we, the high-functioning autistics, we know how to improve. We know some things to improve the life of autistics in the world, how to help them taking the path of their own special destiny like any other human being. We have no problems working 10 to 14 hours per day each day, but this is not enough without support. I don't know what to say or to ask or to suggest. I guess that this is just a testimony about some difficulties showing that the goodwill is not always enough and that some populations are forgotten. We have a great potential, but it is not enough. Any contact or suggestion would be most welcome. We would like also to provide our knowledge and experiences to Russia and any other country and their autistic population. Sorry about this statement, which is not pleasant and not fully in the topic, but I don't know how to do better. We do what we can. I finish. Regardless of autism, I think also that volunteerism can help a lot the young people to feel part of the society, to improve citizenship, and to avoid some traps. In many rich countries, the youth is bored and loses itself in negative things. The governments barely understand. If things were better organized, with more good sense and involvement from the public services, everyone could have a better life thanks to volunteerism. There are many ideas and things to do, but no one cares and no one listens. Thank you very much.
Valuable contribution from you, and this is the right place to best place for these discussions, and this is the reason why we organized this venue. I'm sorry, maybe I speak too much today, but I want to cover this topic. When I told that I want the system of volunteer, the development of volunteer system will touch you, the reason for that was that I don't want to train and to remake grown-ups. It's easier to work with children. And you always hear this question, how to motivate for volunteering. We don't, when, if we want to get rid of motivation of volunteers, when we want to achieve volunteers who are indifferent, we need to start from childhood. You know, we started working with volunteer development. We started a program which concerns socialization of disabled children. So we opened a summer program for those children. It was called Ski of the Dream. It was rehabilitation for disabled people. So we organized alpine ski training sessions for disabled people. So, and at summer, we equipped them also with roller skates. And we also worked with children with autism. And this problem, what I want to say, can be understood only by people who worked with autism. So, when you work with children with autism, you need 10 times more patience, compassion, and dedication, rather than when you work with other disabled people. It's a very difficult job, because this is already about some mental diseases. So I want to address to you, Lucas. I don't know whether we will be able within this conference to find a solution how to collaborate with you, or who would share experience and technologies, some practical solutions with you. But from my side, I want to invite you to international conference in Russia at autumn in Perm, where different technologies and practices will be represented from all over the world in Russia, and specifically for you, especially for you, I will try to attract specialists from your field who could consult you in solving your problem. So as I have heard this problem just right now, now it's in my professional interest to help you, and I also have autist children in my center, so I will try to help you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.